You know, I don't call for boycotts myself, but I am very happy of the success of the Bud Light boycott for obvious reasons. So when you boycott and you're the celebrity and you boycott something and you urge your fans to boycott it, you cannot be hypocritical and be found drinking such said product, rather, because how hypocritical is that? I mean, everyone have a mobile phone in their hands and their pictures and videos that can be taken with you being a hypocrite. So it seems like you obviously did not care to go about being a hypocrite out in public drinking Bud Light. You disappoint me, Kid Rock, a lot. We'll talk about that next. Welcome to Ray Dawg's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. Hopefully my mic volume is much better than it's been before. Thanks. I'm sorry I don't have your name in front of me for letting me know that you like the content, but the audio on the mic is very low. I hope it's not always been like that. I do appreciate that someone cared enough to let me know. So, RayDoc.com, PoliticalBombshow.com, fresh from Mount Prospect, Illinois, Chicago, just got back. So I'll play a quick slideshow and then I'll tell you a little bit about that. Actually, I probably won't be. I'm gonna do a voiceover. So let's cue that up. Mount Prospect, Illinois, Chicago. It was quite a trip, needless to say. Was not expecting to run into classmates who were uber liberal and one that's independent. David in the front there, he is independent. But as you can see, we're smiling. We bonded over some Korean barbecue with very, very good stuff. So we can get along when we want to. Just like back in the 80s and 90s when I was growing up. Shout out, Mr. David Independent. So that was Mount Prospect, Illinois, Chicago. I had to go out there for training, and you never know who you're gonna run into because we're from all over the United States. And in the front was David, and then in the back there was Travis, who's very, very unapologetic liberal. And David is independent, but based on a lot of his views, we do agree on some things, but I would say he's definitely more liberal independent, if that's a thing. I don't know. But anyway, as you can see, based on the photo there, pictures worth a thousand words, we did not kill each other. Yes, it was both of them attacking me. And, because that's what liberals like to do. There was no personal attack, though. I will give them credit for that. There was no personal attacks, there was just healthy debate. Which is how it used to be when I was growing up. I wish there were more liberals and independent left-leaning like these two. But anyway, that's just a quick shout out to Travis and David. He even bought me lunch, David and I mean dinner, when David and I we went to the casino by ourselves. No Travis that time around. I didn't get any pictures there. Did I get pic? No, I did not take any pictures there. I did do Snapchat, so if you followed me on Snapchat, P Bomb Show, then you would have seen that. But anyway, he won some money, and he said, "I'm going to pay for your dinner." So that was nice, especially being that we're not on the same side of the aisle, and normally we want to kill each other, but we did not have that problem. So that was a good thing. So let's get back to Mr. Hypocritical Kid Rock Bob with the Bob, Banga Bang, Diggy Diggy. I'm very disappointed in that. You cannot stand so strong on something and then be hypocritical. It's one thing for yourself to say, "I'm not drinking Bud Light anymore," but to have your fans rally behind you and follow you and you are caught drinking it, well then, yeah, us conservatives have a right to be upset. Hold on, I gotta turn the mic volume and I gotta do some sniffing here. Sorry about that. Speaking of sniffing, Mr. Travis seems to think that Trump does drugs because every time he does speeches, he goes. But that's a very weak argument. Oh, I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Wow. I don't know what's going on here. I went away for a week. Am I now allergic to Chip now? No, I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, so Mr. Travis seems to think that Trump, he is the one who caused division in the past, but he's forgetting a president called Barry Obama. Nonetheless, I'm not here to talk about that. Let's talk about the hypocrite here. Let's jump into this news story here. Spineless poser. Kid Rock draws conservative eerie after reportedly being seen sipping Bud Light. Accusations of hypocrisy flew at Kid Rock after a picture of the Trump-supporting conservative artist enjoying a can of Bud Light at a recent concert that went viral on social media. Rock, whose real name is Robert James Ritchie, was among those reacting extremely negatively to the Anheuser-Busch brand's controversial partnering with Mr. Mulvaney to hawk the popular low calorie beer, which didn't taste good, by the way. A move that will go down as one of the most worst marketing decisions of all time. So I'm not going to go through it. It's telling you the backstory. Basically, how Kid Rock said what he said and shot up the case of Bud Light. And you can see the video there. I'm not going to play it. Months later, Rock has apparently let bygones be bygones when the image of him holding on to one of those blue and white cans at a Colt Ford concert in Nashville on Thursday was published by the celebrity gossip website TMZ. And you can see it there. Kid Rock drinks Bud Light beer after shooting up cases. I would love to know what you have to say about that, Mr. Rock. I really would. There's no defending that. So that's right. The same guy who exclaimed blank Bud Light and blank Anheuser-Busch a few months ago was at Sky Deck in Nashville Thursday night, taking in a Colt Ford show, reported TMZ. You know, this light is annoying. It's on a timer. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to have to take that off a timer. Nonetheless, let's get back to this. I want to see if he has any response to this. Ian Miles on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, says, Kid Rock still drinks Bud Light. Firing on those cans was just a gimmick, I guess. Who saw this coming? Gays for Trump said, Kid Rock is such a hypocrite. He made that video of him shooting Bud Light cans, and now he's back to drinking it. Is the beer that good? No, it's not. That's obviously a rhetorical question. We can't expect to fight against the radical trans agenda if we go back to those woke brands when we think no one is watching. Again, that's Gays for Trump 24. They are on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And you just have a lot of people that's, I don't know if you call it Xing or tweeting, I don't know. Whatever you want to call it, he's a hypocrite. I want to know if he's going to if he responds. So let's just keep scrolling. Let's see. You just have a lot of people dunking on him. Rightfully so. And, this story, he had not responded to anything here, so. Yeah, I doubt. I mean, what can you say there? There's nothing he can say that's gonna make what he did right. I mean, yeah. Very disappointed, Mr. Rock, Mr. Bar with the bar, the band, the band, diggy diggy. It's like the Gays for Trump on Twitter said, hypocrite, and you can't expect to fight the woke stuff if you're gonna go back to it. So I'm curious to know what you think of what Kid Rock did. Also curious to know if the volume is any better on my microphone, or is it distorted, or how do you think it sounds? Let me know. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one. Oh.